This week on the Elevate Your Business podcast, Coach P talks with Jace Cates, an LO who almost walked away just 6 months in. He was putting in the hustle, doing all the things, but nothing was landing. It took time, structure, and a serious reset to get through it. Today, Jace is closing over $47 million in volume and running a business built on consistency and systems. And even now, with all that momentum, he stays in coaching to keep sharpening his strategy and reaching for more. Here's what you'll hear: the moment Jace nearly gave up, how he turned things around with systems and structure, why in-person connection is still his number one play, and what coaching means after you start winning. Let's get into it.
Elevate your business, starting now.
All right, Chase, you are on. We finally got you on.
Feels good. Thank you.
I know. We have something in common. We both were at Concordia University. You were a player. I was a coach. And so I'm really excited to have you. You've been in the industry 6 years now.
I round up. I say seven, but it's probably been 6 years. And a half. Yeah.
Okay. 6.5, 7 years. You closed $47 million in one of the hardest markets ever. And so that's why we are having you on this podcast, because I think it's great to see younger people get into this industry and you're having some great success. So
thank you.
First question always is, how did this industry find you?
That's a great question. How this industry found me is I was in school at Concordia University, as you mentioned earlier, and I needed to do an internship. I had no clue really what I wanted to do. I was a junior at the time, and this super dapper looking guy walked in who happened to be a financial planner, and I had to go up to him just see what he did, you know, what did he do for work. And then he quickly told me he was a financial advisor, so I applied for the internship, got the internship, and we just started dialing for dollars. We were selling life insurance at the time. And that's when I met my old boss. I called him, set up a meeting with him to, you know, talk about his finances. And we talked about his finances for maybe 5 seconds. And before we started talking about mortgage, and he told me if I got licensed, I'd have a job. So I took his advice and I got licensed while I was still in college. I'm like, I'm gonna do a loan in college, but that didn't work out. But he gave me a job right out of school, and as a loan officer from the jump in early 2019.
So you were doing life insurance to begin with.
Yeah.
And I always think about life insurance, financial planning. People always put that off, like different than buying a house. Like when they want a house, they want a house. So when you were making those calls and you were really young, I mean, what would people say to you when you're trying to sell life insurance?
So, you know, really similar to mortgage as today, as I did back then, is I just try to connect with people. And I was, a lot of these calls were warmer, but, you know, I would just say, hey, you know, I'm doing this internship. I'm super psyched about it. It's something I'm very passionate about. I think we should sit down so you can learn a little bit more. And I did. I mean, it was very mysterious, but I did get some people to sit down with me. And then really, you learn about people that might be a good fit for life insurance through them. Like, hey, here's what I'm doing. Maybe it's not a good fit for you, but do you know anyone that might be interested, that, you know, just bought a house, I've just had kids, just got married, you know, all sorts of different ways. I feel like I'm selling you on life insurance right now. This is great. But no, that's kind of
I've already got life insurance.
Yeah.
Well, good. Okay. So you got out of that. And then were you working a little bit for the mortgage company while you were still in school? Were you doing an internship with them?
Yeah. So I would go there, I think every Friday for a couple hours, just to get the lay of the land. And again, I was trying to meet people to do their mortgage. But at that time, I really didn't know anything about the mortgage industry at all. I mean, it's not taught about much in school. And I was really just faking it until I made it, essentially during that time as well, just trying to meet people and learn from the law officers that were producing there. But when I started, I really didn't know much about the industry still, but I worked for them just a little bit.
Everybody, I mean, nobody goes to school to be a mortgage lender, right?
No.
So that's pretty familiar for everybody. Yeah. How did you do on your test? Were you able to pass your test right away?
Oh my gosh, this is a funny story. So I was super confident that I was going to pass that sucker first try. And I was like, Mom, we're going to Red Robin. We're going to celebrate. And I got like a 46% on the, I did so bad. But it kind of like got my butt in gear a little bit. And I really studied hard. And I think it was either 75 or 70%, like right on the dot, just in the club. to be a law officer. So yeah, it was awesome to get past, but I barely made it. But you know, hey, we're in the clubs.
I know. I always tell people that are taking the test, I'm like, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. Like, just pass. And don't tell people you're taking it, right?
Yeah.
Just go take it the first time and see where you land. Yeah. And then you'll kind of know, hey, I need to study on this or work on that. So
absolutely agree.
That's not bad, passing it the second time. So that's good.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you've come from a competitive, you know, being in basketball, you know, like how has your athletic experience helped you in this industry?
That's a great question. I think athletes over time, to get to a specific level in athletics, you have to develop consistency with the grind and being comfortable being uncomfortable. And when I got to college, I came from Canby, Oregon, small town. And my coach told me, right, that Jace, you're not going to see the floor until you gain 10 pounds. Like, you're too skinny. And that was like an immediate shock right then and there. So I had to, you know, look myself in the mirror, like, I need to get better. I need to improve if I want to get to where I want to be, which is on the court. So I think if you know, fast forward to the mortgage industry, when I was getting started, I knew that there's going to be some tough times. There's going to be some really difficult times. But if I want to get to where I want to be, which is working in this industry, I'm going to have to do some things that maybe are uncomfortable, like, you know, door knocking, visiting open houses every weekend, making cold calls, trying to learn the minute details of mortgage that are ever changing daily. And I think that perseverance and that challenge that we have to overcome day in, day out as an athlete definitely helps athletes in this industry and most sales industries as well, for sure.
Like, okay, so Brad Barbrick was your coach.
Coach B.
He's a really good friend of mine.
Yep.
So, you know, we've stayed in touch this whole entire time. When he told you that, what went through your head? Like, you're not going to see the floor until you gain 10 pounds.
I mean, I was like, crap. I mean, when I was going through high school, I loved football. I mean, I just love playing sports, but I really shied away from lifting because I just didn't want to screw up my jump shot, to be honest. So I was like, crap, there's no option here at this point. Kind of backs up against the wall. I have to get better. And also the thing about putting on 10 pounds, I mean, you can't just eat 10 pounds of food and expect to, like, it takes a lot of time to get there. And I do think Coach B was being a little bit more, he was exaggerating a little bit, but it's like, hey, I'm going to tell you 10 pounds, but if you get to 8, you might be there, but I'm going to give you a really crazy goal to actually get you there. But no, it was tough to hear. I mean, you get told your whole life, like, man, you're the man, you're going to school on a scholarship to play basketball. And then the first thing you hear is you're not big enough. It's like, okay, well, I can either one, get really upset and shut down and be like, I don't want to play basketball. I'm just going to go to, you know, do something different. Or you'd be like, you know what? He's right. Let's take this challenge straight up and let's get it done.
I mean, I think that goes so much in with our industry and the things that we have to do, especially the challenging times when the industry changes, right? And people are so used to doing things one way. They've had success, just like you. You're a Canby. You had success as a basketball player. You were the man. Now you come on and it's like when the industry changes, rates go from really low to now the highest that we've seen in a very long time. And we have to adjust. So there's absolutely no way you've gotten to 47 million without grinding, right? You've had to grind. What is part of the grind for you and your business to get to be able to scale? Some of the things that you've been doing?
Systems are everything. I mean, there's a lot of different parts of that question that I'll try and answer here, but systems are huge for law officers. I mean, this job can really beat you down very quickly and pretty dang deep if you don't do a good job on your systems. I mean, you're dealing with people's money, oftentimes their biggest purchase that they're ever going to make in their life. So having systems in place and really picking great people to align with. I have a wonderful processor, Eddie, shout out, and wonderful LOA, Yanara, who speaks Spanish. She's been with me for 5 years. She's incredible. So having those two on my team, like a basketball team, I mean, it's just, you have to have those people in line and have a great system to scale. But I also think that I just didn't get caught up in all the craziness. I think there's so much news. There's so much negativity that's out there about, you know, this is why things aren't working out and this is why you should hang your hat on this. I don't really buy into that. I'm like, rates are this. One of my branch manager at my first company told me, if you're on the Chevy lot, you're selling Chevys. If you're on the Ford lot, you're selling Ford. So if the rates are 6.5%, I'm going to sell 6.5%. And I'm also a big believer in home ownership. I think home ownership has changed millions on millions of people's lives. So I do believe in it. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping people get into homes, is because I do believe in it myself, which makes it a little easier for me to sell and be passionate about when I'm talking to people about their loan options, about their mortgages, and just their potential for buying a home. So I think, one, not getting caught up in the craziness of rates doing this, doing that, and also having an incredible system and having a why. Like, why do you do what you do? And that can get you through some of the toughest markets that, you know, that we see here and there.
What do you do to stay grounded? Like, we all have deals that fall out for whatever reason, right? It's a really competitive market. There's less loans in the market. So people are really, really competing right now. So if you lose a loan, what are you doing mindset wise to keep yourself grounded?
Couple. Number one is, don't feel sorry for yourself. You know, what is that going to do to help you? Nothing. That's the answer. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Let's go get another loan. It didn't work out. Maybe you think about, hey, could have I been better? Think about that for a little bit, reflect, and then boom, go get the next one. Don't let it affect your energy, your enthusiasm, your effort, and you'll be fine there. Number two, what my current coach told me about Roger Federer, he only won 52% of each points he played as a tennis player. So, hey, you know, it's just another loan. Does it stink? Do we want to win every deal? Absolutely. Especially as a competitor, I don't want to lose to anyone, but it happens. So move on to the next point and go get another loan. And, you know, like I said, bring the effort, enthusiasm, and you'll be okay.
And I remember when I was coaching, you know, we didn't win every single game, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have times you lose, and you learn most from those times that you lose than you do from when you win.
For sure.
So I agree. Like, you lose a loan, go back and you say, okay, what could have I done better? Did I not explain it better? Did I not spend enough time? You know, what was it? How did I lose that client? So that's great. Evaluating,
absolutely.
Right?
You have to reflect.
All right. I know we talked about a time that seemed, you know, things seem to be falling apart. Mm-hmm. And you weren't sure you were going to be able to stay in this industry. What happened? Talk to us about that time.
Yeah. So absolutely. 6 months into it, you know, I mentioned how I got involved in this industry. I was doing everything. I mean, I was doing open houses every weekend. I was cold calling. I just could not. I really felt like I just was not breaking through. And I was about to give up. The setting is this. I was living at home at the time. I was with my parents and I was sitting on the floor of my living room and they were just talking to me. I said, Mom, Dad, I don't know if I could do this. I was in tears because I had given it my all. I'd given it, you know, some financial resources and it just was not working for me. But, you know, I got to give my mom credit more than anyone. She's like, Jace, you're going to see this thing through. And I'm really happy she did, because the next 6 months, things just worked out and people started believing in me. And if I look at a few different instances in my life when I was just about to give up, you have that one breakthrough. It can be a minute. It could be an hour, a day, a week, a month. You have that breakthrough time in your life. And it just makes all of that in, you know, the time that you endured worth it. I say my mom, but it was my family and friends just giving me the confidence to break through that time. And it was tough. And I convince anyone that's going through that right now with anything, you know, just if you keep pushing, I really do think in my life when I was about to quit and I gave it that extra time and effort and energy and really reflected, things worked out.
Yeah, and your mom was an athlete too, right?
Yes, she played basketball for University of Oregon, and she likes to remind me of that I did not play in the Pac-12. So she likes to tell me.
And
that.
She's a coach. Is she currently a coach at
high
school?
Yeah, mom currently coaches at Westland High School. Go Lions! Hoping they can get it done this year. We'll see.
Yeah. So, you know, when we're going through times like that, and everybody does, you know, a little self-doubt. Am I doing the right thing? And I think a lot of loan officers have felt that way over the last 2.5 years. You know, when you get into that state of mind, we've talked a lot about the 3 P's, you know, like one, like just being paralyzed, you know, so you don't do anything.
Yeah.
So what type of actions are you doing to create your business? Like, what is really working for you in your business?
I'm a phone call guy. I love jumping on the phone. And I mean, this has come up a few different times just as we're talking. I love making phone calls and connecting with people. And that leads to personal touch with regards to meeting people in person. If that's golfing, if that's grabbing a coffee, going to an open house, just whatever I can do to connect with people in person, that's really what I've cut my teeth on, so to speak, when it comes to mortgage, because I think I love social media. I think social media is great. I do have a presence on social media, but I do think the magic happens when you show up for people in person to connect with them. And if I'm ever in a funk or I'm feeling like, you know, my business is not going a way that I want to 1 week, month, year, whatever, I'll just start, you know, connecting and meeting with my people and trying to make new connections with phone calls, which leads to in-person activity. And that's just, it's not a new school way of thinking. It's actually very old school, but it's just such a proven strategy. And it's something that I've been able to deploy in my business.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that, because I think a lot of people, they want the new thing. What's the new silver bullet? You know, to get my business going. And the reality of it is, it's just that, is meeting as many people as you can, building and growing relationships. When I got in the industry, my mentor said, I just want you to see 3 people a week, and you got to have your appointments done by Friday. And when you do the numbers and you go 3 times 4 times 12, and how many people you actually meet with in a year, and you continue to do that, your business grows. I mean, there's
absolutely
just no way it cannot.
For sure. And back to the silver bullet, that's some of the best advice I got too when I was in mortgage. Sorry, now. My branch manager and my old boss were super honest with me. They said, Jace, listen, there's no silver bullet. It's going to take time. And of course, you know, I'm a young 22-year-old kid. I'm like, okay, I'll be fine, which I wasn't. I broke down and was on my floor crying with my parents. So they were so right. And it's still true to this day. And, you know, loan officers need to understand that if it's not working for them, you know, we need to readjust, but just go back to the basics. And just if you take that first step towards figuring out a way to realign your strategy, or just make that one phone call, or visit that one open house, or make that one connection, call a past client, you're going to instantly feel better when you take action, instead of having what you mentioned, the paralyzed feeling of, oh my gosh, where's my next lead coming from? Where's my next loan coming from? That's just not productive behavior.
Yeah, it's focusing more on the results than the action, right? And it's the same thing, you know, when you're playing basketball, right? Yeah. You know, kids are focused on the win. Everyone's focused on the win. But what's it going to take to win, right? It's working on our skills, right? It's playing as a team. It's, you know, coming in after practice and doing things other people are unwilling to do to get better, right?
Controlling the controllables, right? And when you put that work in, that's going to translate to the game, because you're building up confidence when you do those small activities that a lot of people don't want to do. And that's how you create separation.
So what do you do on a daily basis? Like, what does Jace do when he gets up in the morning? You talk about systems.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you do on a consistent basis?
Yeah, I'm all about consistency. I have a very consistent business plan that's actually divided by days. My morning routine is very consistent. I'm a part of the Bay Club here in Oregon, and it's just an awesome community. We play basketball. It's like almost 4 days a week at this point. It's
nice.
A lot, but it's super fun, and it's a nice little community. And I have some accountability partners I lift with a few times a week, which is super fun. That's super consistent. There's actually a lot of different loan officers that are in there too, which is kind of fun. We get to swap stories.
Fun. Yeah.
And then, you know, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, all of them are separated with, you know, origination activities, as well as, you know, you have to do the work too. I mean, you have to make sure that your realtors, your clients, your business referral partners are kept in the loop and you're providing value to them. So I divide up my days very strategically, that I'm making sure and hitting those people, and they're feeling like they're getting what they need from me as a business partner. Cause that's at the end of the day, what I am, is I'm a business partner to these people. I want to make sure that they look so good on the lending side that their clients refer them business, and hopefully they refer them to me because they feel that I'm a part of their team. And that's what it's all about.
So if you were to give advice to someone who was young that wanted to come into the business, What would you say to them?
I'd say burn the boats. Burn the boats. There's no other option. Get in with a mentor, someone that you trust. Get in the office. Don't work remote. I'm an office guy. I'm in my office right now. I'm in my office
Wait a minute. Your generation, you're saying get in the office?
Get in the office.
I love it.
Get in the office.
Why? Why should they get in the office?
I mean, that's just how you build some great chemistry with your support people and with your branch manager, your team, your other loan officers that have done what you want to do. You know, I owe a lot to other loan officers that I've worked with in my office that I was able to buzz. I mean, mortgage is so dense and it's so deep when it comes to putting a loan together. They're not all made the same. I've never had a loan that's been the same. Not one, hey, right?
So you learn from each loan you do.
Yeah. And there's just different ways that you can do this job that is going to save you a lot of stress, energy, and time and money. If you just get in the office, figure out a plan, a business plan, write it down. What are you going to do? And that's another thing. Like, I have a database and I update my database and I'm big on the systems, but I also am a pen and paper guy. I write down every person I'm calling because at the end of the week, I can be like, okay, here's what I did this week. And I can put my hand on the pillow and be like, you know what? I did what I wanted to do this week and the results will come. And I don't have to have any anxiety about that because I did the work.
It's like you won your week, right?
You won the week. And also, like, maybe I look at, wow, I lost the week. I got to double down next week. Yeah, exactly. So, definitely.
Yeah, it's your own personal accountability partner, right?
Yes.
So whether you use a system, your CRM, and you see that, whether you're writing it down, but you know what you've done, right? And I think most people, like when I'm coaching people, and if they're not doing the production that they want to be doing, it all comes down to the activity, right?
For sure.
And if we're honest with each other, you know, about that activity, a lot of times I'll say, okay, I'm not going to judge you, but please tell me how many hours are you really working a week? Because we got to take that time and really jam pack with activity, right? Because activity wins.
Activity wins. And here's the great thing about being a loan officer too, is not other loan officers are into different things, right? Like if your jam is to work 30 hours a week, build systems around that. If your jam, you know, like me, like I love this job. I've never been bored. I haven't been bored one time I come in. And if you are, you're doing something wrong. If you're bored showing up to work as a loan officer or even connected to the mortgage industry. So just figure out what that vision is for you, burn the boats and go for it and get in the office.
And get in the office. All right. What do you like to do outside of doing mortgages?
Golf, basketball. I'm from Oregon, like I mentioned. So I have a ton of friends here, which I'm super grateful for. My family still lives here for the most part. So that's what I spend a lot of my time doing. But I also do, I mean, I'll be honest, I do work a lot as well, but it's not really something that I would say is out of control. Cause I've been out of control when it comes to work. When I was, you know, working, I didn't have my systems where I'm taking calls at 10 p.m. You know, if I get a call at 6 p.m. on a Tuesday night, with how my life is right now, I can take that phone call. Between family, friends, basketball, golf, hurts, that's in work. That's what I'm spending my time on right now.
Well, and I think you made a good point. Like, without systems, you work at a reactive business. With systems, you're more proactive, right? And you get to control your time, which allows you to probably golf or play basketball or spend time with your family.
You either work a calendar or the calendar works you.
Amen. So are you in coaching right now?
Yes, I am in coaching. I have a wonderful coach. He's in California. That's another great thing that I would tell young law officers. I've done a lot of different coaching. I used to never coach myself, but I've gotten different business coaching, but the coach I'm in right now, one-on-one, is incredible because there's so many ways to do this job that having someone that's this guy has done massive volume over his career. And it's just so unique how people that have done that are willing to share the sugar. And I hope to one day get to his level and I can turn around and do the same thing for someone that's in my shoes. But we have a long road and a lot of fun times ahead till we get there. But I love coaching.
You're absolutely on your way. I mean,
thank you, Paul.
You do 47 million in a very difficult, challenging market. And to have the attitude that you have, the positive attitude, the idea of understanding systems and activity, and you're pouring into yourself when you join coaching. because you're saying, hey, I'm going to help myself, right?
Thank you. I wish I would have done it sooner.
Hey, there, did everybody hear that? I wish you would have done it sooner.
I wish I would have done it sooner, for sure.
Okay, here's my last question for you.
Yes.
Fast forward 10 years. What do you hope people say about Jace Cates and how he showed up in this industry?
I love working with Jace Cates. His team is a mortgage machine. I can rely on them. They're pleasant to work with and they get the job done.
Perfect. Love it. Well, I have no doubt you are going to be just climbing up that top 100 because of what you're doing. It's a combination. It's the activity, it's the mindset, and the fact that you're in coaching. I mean, that is going to get you there so much faster. So
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being on the call. And I hope everybody that's listening right now heard what Jay said about systems, right? Getting into a proactive way of working with your calendar. Don't let this business run you. You run the business, right? All right.
Thank you for your time, Paul. I really appreciate having me on. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Elevate Your Business, a podcast from Elevate, the internal coaching program at Go Mortgage. Glad you could be here for today's playbook. If you want to check us out, head over to gilmortgage.com and click About Us to find Elevate Coaching. Have a question or want to keep the play going? Visit us and send a DM on Instagram at Elevate Mortgage Coaching, or leave a comment for us on YouTube. We're posting extra content, behind-the-scenes action, and everything you need to stay in the mortgage game. On Elevate Your Business, we share real stories and strategies from top producers to help you move forward. So ask yourself, what are you waiting for? It's time to elevate.
Guild Mortgage Company, NMLS identification number 3274, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, equal housing opportunity, equal opportunity employer, Arizona banking license number 0018883, licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Massachusetts Mortgage Lender and Broker License Number MC3274. Licensed by the Mississippi Department of Banking and Consumer Finance. Licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Nevada Mortgage Company Number 1141. Oregon Mortgage Lending Number ML176. Rhode Island Licensed Lender and Third Party Loan Servicer. Guild Mortgage Company, 5887 Copley Drive, San Diego, California, 92111. For licensing, visit guildmortgage.com/licensing. All loans subject to underwriter approval. Terms and conditions apply. Subject to change without notice. Elevate is an internal Guild Mortgage Company coaching program and not a separate entity. Podcast content is provided for informational purposes and based on publicly available materials or tactics used in the industry. The views, strategies, or opinions discussed do not necessarily represent those of Guild Mortgage Company or its affiliates. Intended for mortgage industry professionals only.
Paula Nerschel, NMLS number 383396. Jace Cates, NMLS number 1768939. Thank you for joining us on Elevate Your Business, a podcast for mortgage professionals brought to you by Elevate, the internal coaching program at Guild Mortgage.